And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like pulling pins on truth grenades. That's what we're doing here today. Hey, coming up here at the bottom of the hour, we'll come back from the next break, and Wesley Britt will be on the line. If you know, I mean, everybody's familiar with U.S. Senator Katie Britt, but did you know her husband was an All-American offensive lineman for Alabama and then went on to play for a number of years in the NFL for the New England Patriots? We're going to talk with him about what my next topic is about. So this next dipper, I'm switching gears now. Let's lighten the mood, shall we? Although to lighten the mood, I got to remind you of where we've been. The victory dance, the Trump happy dance, I call it. The Trump happy dance is sweeping the world right now. But it's not been so long ago that we actually had American athletes that we were not even cheering for anymore, because they were so hateful towards the very nation whose flag they were supposed to be representing. Case in point, I'm going to say a name. Brace yourselves. Megan Rapinoe, purple-haired LGBTQ abortion rights activist Megan Rapinoe. I don't know why she was allowed to be the team captain for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team for so long, but she was. I don't know if you remember this or not. In fact, not everybody follows soccer, and I get it, much less women's soccer. But here's the thing. Last August, August of 23, we had something that I have never seen before. We had the women's national soccer team participating in the Women's World Cup, and Americans were actually rooting against them. What? Why? They're our team. Why would we do that? Because they hated us. Now, there were members of the team who didn't, by the way. There were some who pushed back. But Megan Rapinoe, first of all, she's an activist and she's also a bully. And she was literally forcing members of her team to kneel at the national anthem and to talk down about the country whose flag they were representing around the world. It was sick. So I got a piece here from TheHill.com, dated August 8th of 2023. The U.S. women's national team made a historically early exit from the Women's World Cup Championship with a loss to Sweden. They did. And one of the first rounds, they lost to Sweden. Everybody's like, what? I thought we were the best team in the world. Yep, didn't work out that way. It was Megan Rapinoe herself who missed a penalty kick, I believe, and caused the game. But immediately, people began talking online about, good, I'm glad they're done. Can't stand them anyway. They don't represent us. They're woke. They're anti-American. Megan Kelly came out on her own show and said she was thrilled they had lost. She said, I'm glad you went down. You don't support America. I don't support you. And I know I'm not alone. The Daily Caller said things about it, talking about how hilarious it was they got eliminated in a sweet, sweet poetic justice. Blaze TV came out and said they were glad the team had lost. A piece by Rupert Murdoch. The New York Post, owned by Rupert Murdoch, had an opinion piece that said, don't cry from Megan Rapinoe. British tabloid personality Piers Morgan, he came out and referred to them as a bunch of unpatriotic losers and activist prima donnas. Sean Hannity said, or blasted them on his show, with other right-wing commentators weighing in. It just went on and on and on and on and on and on. Why would it get that way? Because they hated America. Because they could not, for the life of them, understand that when you go around the world to represent the United States of America, we actually want you to care about America. Well, what we're seeing right now is just the opposite. That's women's soccer last year. How about men's soccer this year? I got a piece here from Fox, Dateline yesterday. U.S. men's soccer star Christian Pulisic put a ball into the back of the net and then immediately got into the dance craze, sweeping the sports world. Playing Jamaica in a Nations League matchup, it says he ran to the corner of the field to celebrate and immediately started doing the Donald Trump happy dance. It's not just that. I've got examples from football fields, from soccer fields, from golf tournaments, from MMA fights. This happy dance is breaking out everywhere. Why do you think that is? Maybe people are feeling optimistic about where we're headed. Coming up next, Wesley Britt. We'll get him on the air and just get his thoughts. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, Alabama. I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, we started a new topic right before the break. I'm talking about the victory dance. I've been calling it the Trump happy dance. It's amazing to see the change of mood among athletes where we got so just worn out with the, you know, people who were kneeling at the anthem and complaining about the very country that was making them rich and famous. And now it just seems like we got this different level of optimism. Well, I'm going to bring somebody on now who has had had an amazing career himself. Everybody knows U.S. Senator Katie Britt, who has come on the show multiple times. Her husband, Wesley Britt, is also an amazing guy himself. Wesley Britt, by the way, is a former offensive lineman for the Alabama Crimson Tide, third-team All-American, first-team All-SEC, taken in the fifth round of the NFL draft, spent his time with the New England Patriots largely, and he's on the phone right now. Wesley Britt, how are you doing?
Doing great, Phil. This is doing incredible. I mean, this is a new day in America right now. It's a sense of relief and optimism, and I think you're seeing that in the reflection in sports. I mean, we're seeing the dance, the Trump dance, the celebration in sports and football,
yeah,
golf,
yeah,
UFC, all across the table, even in soccer and golf.
MMA, and what is going on?
I know, but you're also seeing it in construction. You're seeing it with developers. You're seeing it at factories. You're seeing it everywhere. People have hope. We've all known that there's a change, and now people are breathing a sigh of relief, and not only is making America great, it's making America fun again. Which is nice to be able to have fun.
Can we? And you know what? There's a hat. We need a hat that says "Make America Fun Again." I think that would be a hoot to have that.
And for so long, we were criticized if you tried to have fun.
Yeah.
You couldn't do anything. You had to walk around with eggshells, on eggshells.
What also got me, too, man, was in the sports world, which, by the way, the idea of being able to play at the level of sports where you have is not just cool to do. It's also an honor, really. The fact that
we have
a country that supports that level of athletic ability and payment to the athletes for what they do. And yet we had so many of them for a while there kneeling at the anthem, complaining about who we are as a nation, talking about it, systemic racism and all these things that I believe don't exist. And you were already out of the NFL when all that kneeling at the flag started, right?
So I was just out, which made it really odd for me because my experience in the NFL playing the New England Patriots, San Diego, was totally different. It was an experience where, for one, Donald Trump was one of the few people that came into our locker room.
Oh, wow.
Being friends with Mr. Kraft. He was there often at the games. President Trump would come to our games, and maybe Ozzy Osbourne were the only people outside the team that I remember coming in the locker room pregame.
That's a mixed bag.
It really is. But we would weekly send boxes of goods and socks and, or, you know, a whole litany of things and a lot of Copenhagen to our warriors in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We would send care packages all the time. We would have fundraisers. It's a very patriotic environment from the time I came to the NFL in 2005 to the time I left in 2009. And it changed really weird. We got into a weird time as a country. And for me, when the Pledge of Allegiance is being played, or the national anthem in this case, is being played, you stand in reverence. You think about the men and women who are serving overseas, that are fighting for our country so we can play a sport for a living. I mean, is that not crazy? Like, and we think about you and your service, Phil. Thank you for your service. And without that, without my grandfather in World War II, my other grandfather in the Korean War, my grandfather lied about his age to go fight the Japanese in World War II. And he did that because his love for country, and it was the honor of his life, and he always looked favorably about that. But because of men and women that are willing or do give the ultimate sacrifice for our country, that's the only reason we can play a sport for a living. Mm-hmm. And so to me, that didn't sit well. But it's a new day, and now people are having fun.
Yeah.
People are having fun, and it's across the board, and it's nice. It's refreshing.
It is refreshing. You know, it's almost like it's allowing – something about this is like allowing sports to be what it was always intended to be. It's a great escape for people in the fan base. It's an opportunity that some kids would never have otherwise in the ranks of the athletes. It's like, I mean, you look at it, you know, you always hear the old thing about, you know, America's pastime, baseball, or, you know, the National Football League. And you think about these things as having flags waving over the stadiums. And for a while there, it's almost as if we weren't allowed to have that level of fun. I think you nailed it.
Right.
Well,
you're exactly right. But we're back now. We're back now, and that's good for our country, and it's good for everybody, regardless of your station in life. It represents an opportunity where if you work hard, and you keep your nose clean, you can achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve in America, and it's the promise. It's the promise of opportunity, not a promise of result.
You know what's crazy too, man? This Trump dance, this Trump victory dance, which is like a little symbol of the bigger picture, is actually going worldwide. I've got an article here, believe it or not, from the Times of India. Times of India, in my hand, talking about there's a video going viral where a Chinese groom, now China probably doesn't appreciate the Trump dance, but a Chinese groom goes into his wedding and then jumps into the Trump dance right there before he does the wedding.
And, you know, he was censored.
Yeah, he may have disappeared the next day. I don't know.
Yeah, right. I bet we don't have a quote from him.
No, we have a video. We have proof of life for a minute. Now we don't know where he is. But
now we don't know where he is.
But, you know, I even saw, too, that Nick Bosa, who plays for the 49ers, and also Baker Mayfield for the Buccaneers, that they were both doing the dance. I mean, it's just like
Calvin
it's
Ridley.
Oh, well.
Calvin Ridley from the Titans that played at Alabama.
That's too funny.
Yeah, so that was it was great seeing him doing our Alabama guys doing the Trump dance. The Detroit Lions, that was one of my favorites because first they did the golf swing, the hole in one,
yes,
and then went to the dance.
Yeah, absolutely.
That one was one of my favorites.
Well, the whole thing is just funny, and I'm watching too. What's also interesting to me is watching athletes who are apparently not fazed anymore by not having to bow down to the woke agenda. I mean, like they're like saying, you know, I was for Trump already before you told me that I was even allowed to be for Trump. I mean, it was, and then you got
but
retired
you know,
at. Yeah, go ahead.
And I think that's something we forget too, because because we get caught up in it. Looking back, man, we weren't thinking about politics in the locker room, the New England Patriots, Alabama, San Diego. We're thinking about playing football. And, you know, and some of that stuff, and a lot of the stuff you do, I started to learn more about politics to impress a girl, like most of the decisions we make at a younger age. I mean, people are trying to put food on the table.
Yeah.
Put food on the table and have a good time and be good at their craft and now have fun with it. I don't think there's a lot of conversation. Unless it changed drastically after I left, there wasn't political conversations very often in the locker rooms. I mean, every now and then there would be something, but not much. But it's good to see people just having fun again, and for that to be, and for people to be involved, it's just refreshing.
Well, it is. And listen, man, we got about a couple minutes left here before we go, but I got to ask you. You said Trump came in the locker room. What memories do you have of Trump way back before he was political Trump? In the locker room, did you have any conversations with him, or what you saw?
Oh yeah, it's a very high level. You know, he would walk around just talking, you know, about golf or whatever it was at the time. But you know, when you have a group of athletes, there's very few people, especially professional athletes, that are at the top of their class. You're talking about Tom Brady, Randy Moss, Teddy Bruschi, Junior Seau, Mike Vrabel. I mean, some of the best well-known names in all sports and maybe in the country. And whenever he walks in the room, people notice. He has that air and presence about him. People noticed and always were so grateful for him participating. I mean, it was he's been a celebrity superstar and a very influential figure for a long, long time. Has always been fighting for this country in one manner, whether that's professionally in his previous private sector or now. When you put that up and gave that up to run for public service and serve the United States of America as president.
Well,
it was neat. It was a cool experience.
Well, and I bet it was, and I bet it's really something to I say this in general for all of us. It's really something right now to watch how, as his administration comes together, and as you know, the House and the Senate are now in the place that they are, that we're looking at the opportunity to get some things done. But what I really see more than anything, you can almost feel it in the air, is that tangible sense that we're going to be able to feel better about what we do.
Mm.
Well,
yes, we can go out and work hard, do what's right, and achieve and accomplish goals. I think that's what we've got. I think that will help us with so many of our issues as a country, from. To having direction and purpose is going to help a lot.
All that and make America fun again.
Let's go. Make it fun.
Wesley Britt, man, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, and thanks for that, and thank you for who you are.
Thank you, Phil. All right. We'll talk soon.
See you, man. Good call. That's just fun. And it's also, by the way, it's amazing. If you've ever been around Wesley, the guy is 6'9", 6'8". 300 pounds and just the nicest, sort of like almost like calm personality of anybody you've ever been around.
And it's really funny to see pictures of him and Katie, his wife, next to each other.
She comes up to like his midsection.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come right back. I'll tell you some more about this this Trump happy dance, man. It's everywhere. It's around the world. It's and you know what? I think we may have coined a new phrase, or maybe Wesley did. Make America fun again. I'm loving it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I wish I'd named the Dipper that. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making America fun again. How about that? That needs to be like on, we got to have a hat or something.
Like what RFK made, the hats for Make America Healthy Again?
Yes.
And Make America Fun Again.
MAFA.
I'm
for it. Hey, we got an audio clip, but I'm going to call for audio clip number one. It's the Brett Favre. Have you got that one queued? So we're in this dipper right now. Talk about the victory dance. So you just had Wesley Britt calling in, former NFL football player, all-SEC, all-American at Alabama. And just talked about, you know, in fact, he coined the phrase. He was the one that said it first, right? Make America fun again. Did he say that, or did I say it?
He said it first.
Yeah, got it.
That was one of the first things he said when he came on here. I'm glad America's fun again.
Rats. Now I got to give him credit. But anyway, good on you, Wesley. But I got an interview here that Brett Favre did, I believe on Fox News. Yes, Fox News. Brett Favre talking about, with Laura Ingraham, I believe it is, about the very thing that is happening that we're talking about, this Trump victory dance. And there's even talk right now, by the way, that the NFL may sanction players for doing this. Go figure. But you got that clip ready? Go ahead and play it.
Do you think the NFL should be cracking down on players doing the little Trump dance in the end zone? Because some believe they are.
I think back in the just over the years, I mean, the Icky Shuffle. I don't know if you remember that. Icky Woods with the Cincinnati Bengals had the Icky Shuffle. And I could go on and on. I don't remember anyone being fined or threatened for doing that, or some of the other, the sack dance, you name it. I don't remember that being an issue other than, oh, look, that Icky Shuffle. That's pretty cool. So I find it hard to believe that the NFL would crack down on this Trump dance. I really do.
Well, we'll see.
Well,
I would hope that they would.
It looks like people are just having some fun, and I think, why not have a little fun? You know, like you can take a knee. Colin Kaepernick took the knee, and everyone had to support that, or a lot of people did, and that was all celebrated. But, you know, doing a little dance, somehow You cancel his post-game availability.
How threatening to us, that little dance, some may say. But I think, like with John Jones, that was a very just powerful moment with he and President Trump, the baddest man arguably on the planet, who came over and showed the respect to President Trump, I think says a lot about where we are in this country right now.
Go ahead, stop it there. That's a great little clip interview. It's part of a larger interview that he did similar to what the discussion we had with Wesley Britt a minute ago, just about the fact that there is a different sense of optimism right now. And so as we talk about this, and it's fun to talk about this Trump dance, keep in mind that what that really is, it's a visual reminder of what people are happy about. It's a visual reminder of the election bringing a different sense of where we are. It's a visual reminder that it's okay to like somebody who was elected on the right side of politics. That it's okay to actually like the guy who you were told to hate. And oh, by the way, while we're at it, ain't it fun to be an American? I mean, I'm digging this. And I do have that piece from the Times of India that I mentioned a minute ago with Wesley on the phone. There's literally this Chinese groom enters a ceremony and performs the Trump dance. Times of India talking about it. It's all over the world. I'm looking at right now on social media. By the way, you can follow me at Sen Phil Williams. It's S-E-N at Sen Phil Williams. You can also follow Rightside at Rightside _ media, both on X or Twitter. And we're seeing a lot of y'all, by the way, are watching it on, we're watching the show today live streaming on Twitter. Thank you very much. You can see us on YouTube. You can see us on X. You can see us on Twitch. You can see us on the website.
Rumble. Also, we are 40 subscribers away on YouTube from 600. So
wow, that just happened.
Let's keep it going. Yeah.
All right, keep it going, y'all. But anyway, I'm watching right now. I pulled up a thread. It just happened. This thing is viral. Here's the Barnsley Football Club versus Cambridge United in England. And Barnsley, as they score the goal, the players go over in the corner and start doing the Trump dance in England. I'm looking at college football players right here. I'm looking at Charlie Hull. She's a LPGA golfer doing the Trump dance. Brock Bowers and other NFL players. Piece here on the AP. Raiders tight end Brock Bowers. Titans wide receiver Calvin Ridley. Lions defensive end Za'Darius Smith. All followed Nick Bosa's lead and celebrated big plays on Sunday with dance moves inspired by Donald Trump. Bowers had 13 catches for 126 yards, touchdown, 34-19 loss at Miami, but then he shook his arms, swayed his hips like Trump after he caught one and ran it in for a TD. Look, I'm seeing this everywhere, but one of the ones that was probably the most significant, and it'll be after the break before I can wrap this up, but one of the ones that is the most significant, and text me what you think about this, by the way. What do you think about the Trump dance on a scale like we're seeing it right now? Give me your thoughts. One of the ones that is the most significant is what happened in Madison Square Garden the other night. And we get back from this break, I'll wrap this whole section by talking about that one. But yeah, listen, this is not a small thing, y'all. This is like a complete repudiation of people like, oh, I don't know, LeBron James and Megan Rapinoe and Colin Kaepernick, all telling us that sports is about hating America and you better take a knee. And I'm saying, by God, no. We're going to make America fun again. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Hour number 3 coming up. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number 3 here on a very rainy Taco Tuesday. I don't know about y'all, but my yard was getting crispy. So I'm glad to have the rain, but we have just gone from feast to famine on the rain. I mean, it's like nonstop.
It has rained all day.
Lord.
Starting like 11 o'clock last night.
Buckets of rain have been just coming down, cascading. But it does make the golf course look nice and lush out there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I noticed them looking, seeing some brown spots appear on the golf course. I think it needed the rain very
can't
much
have that.
Too. No,
can't have
cannot
that.
Have that.
Cannot have that. We have the beautiful view of a golf course right outside the windows of the second story where we sit in the beautiful Right Side Studios, but it also means that we get to watch people who apparently don't have to work playing golf in the middle of a day.
I wonder that too.
Whenever, like, what the heck?
Whenever I see a group of like six guys, I'm like, do y'all not have jobs?
You're just like, I don't know what you do for a living, but apparently it's not the same as me.
Yeah.
There's been more than once I've been looked out the window, and you know, here I'm an attorney. I'll look at my, because my law firm's in the same building. I'll look out the window, and there's one of the judges out there. I'm like, hey, could you go do that order I've been waiting on?
That's funny.
All right, hour number three here. I got a few text messages. Let me clean them up, and then I'll go back to our topic at hand. Kareem from Huntsville texted in earlier. This is dating back to, I think, the previous topic. I'm guessing he's talking about when I was discussing the Pentagon being worried about whether we're going to have to be a part of the deportations. And he says, are we going to hear I was just following orders? You know, Kareem, if they were following orders, then what's your point? I guess what he's saying is that's what too often people said in the wake of Nazi Germany. And if you're trying to liken the idea of illegal aliens being sent back to where they came, as opposed to Jews who were citizens of their own nation being, you know, genocidally exterminated, kind of two different things, dude. Don't conflate. It never works out for you. Jerry from Decatur says, as they say, we are only as strong as the weakest link of the chain of command. If the last link fails, this country is in trouble. Airborne. Jerry, airborne to you. Tim from Decatur said, we call the Trump dance the Donald. We're doing the Donald. Wow. That's okay. Doing the Donald. Thomas Mathen says, MAFA, make America fun again. Also MARA, make America religious again. He said, USA has a ways to go. Regarding football, college, and NFL, there are a lot of players giving glory to God by pointing skyward or making signs of the cross after a great play. Plus, after-game interviews of players giving him glory and praise, not to mention college players kneeling to pray in the corner of the end zone before a game. Auburn football players set that meme big time. Thomas, thank you. And it's true. And I love seeing that. Missy from Falkville says the Trump dance is awesome. It also proves the lovely Charlene was right all along. There are more of us than there are of them. Thank you, Missy. Thank you very much. Calling out the lovely Charlene, indeed. And then John from Huntsville says the Trump dance is awesome, but I really wish my favorite TV fisherman Bill Dance could have been Trump's running mate because the top of the ticket would have been Trump dance. Jeez. Oh, boy. That's like a dad joke. Just like bar none. Hey, so let me wrap this up. The Trump dance. So probably one of the most epic moments, and there's been a bunch of them. I mean, we got players of every sport. We got college level. We've got Olympians. We've got, you know, internationals. But there's a guy named John Jones, who I'm not super familiar with, who's an MMA fighter. He's actually, is it UFC, I guess? Is what he was fighting in, the UFC heavyweight champion John Jones. So if you didn't see it, Trump went to Madison Square Garden the other night, and he was there, like, with his crew, his Rat Pack. The Trump Rat Pack was hanging out ringside. You had Dana White. Of course, Joe Rogan was there. They hugged necks. You had, I think, Tulsi Gabbard. You had Speaker of the House. You had Elon Musk was there.
RFK.
RFK was there.
Vivek was there.
Vivek was there, too?
Mm-hmm.
The crew, the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
But before I talk about him a little bit, oh, and Kid Rock was hanging with him?
Yeah, that's true. Kid Rock was there, too.
Kid Rock, what's he going to be secretary of? What's he going to do in the cabinet?
Make him the fun department.
There you go. It's the MAFA department.
Yeah.
He would be a hoot.
Yeah, he would.
All right, so I got to ask you, because you're an MMA guy.
Yeah.
Some of y'all don't know. You're actually, JP is actually an MMA guy himself. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I had two MMA fights last year. Yeah.
That's two more than I've had.
Yeah.
I did survive the worm pit at Ranger School hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah. I always think about training again, but then I'm like, I'm going to get the itch to want to fight again, and I don't want to. I can't just do it. I got to go all in when I do it, so that's
a problem. But you like to watch it and follow it, too.
Oh, still. Yeah, I'm big-time MMA fan, yeah.
So John Jones, he's legit.
He's the greatest MMA fighter of all time, actually.
Really?
He's the Michael Jordan of MMA.
Really?
He just got his so this past weekend was his 16th championship, his 16th UFC championship, which is the record. Always had the record, but he just extended that. But yeah, he is widely regarded as the greatest of all time.
No kidding.
Undefeated. Yep.
You know what's his style?
You know, he's so good because he's mixed. He's a great wrestler, great striker. I mean, he's the best at everything, really. So that's why he's the greatest of all time. Yeah.
You know, you look at him, he looks fit, but he does not look like crazy fit. He doesn't look like he's all ripped and, you know, and he's obviously getting on in years for MMA.
Yeah, he's 36. Yeah.
Which is actually old.
Yeah. And it's actually impressive that he came back because this fight had to get extended a year because during training he tore his pec from his shoulder. So someone from that age with a major injury like that to come back and just dominate like he did. He actually beat the greatest heavyweight of all time in UFC, Wilder guard, is Stipe Miocic. So it was the GOAT versus the heavyweight GOAT, and it was great. It was fun. But
so he's not a heavyweight himself?
This was his second fight at heavyweight. So his first fight at heavyweight, he won the belt. And this was his first time defending the belt. He was the light heavyweight champion for 10 years and then decided to move up to heavyweight.
Okay.
So.
Wow. All right. So I did not see the fight. Mm-hmm. I guess it was pay-per-view. But I did see the aftermath, the discussion. I'll get to that in a minute. But one of the things that really struck me is he makes no bones about being a Christian. Mm-mm. I mean, he's like legit. Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, and I wish everybody here knew Jesus.
I mean, John Jones has had issues in the past that anybody who pays attention to MMA is well known about, but he's very open about, you know, his shortcomings and how he's a Christian. He's got Philippians 4:13 tattooed on his chest. He's very open about being a Christian, even with his shortcomings and issues he's had. He's never denounced Christ, and always been one to say he's trying to learn from his mistakes, and he's glad that he's forgiven by Christ. So, yeah, he's very much an open Christian.
Wow. Well, not only is he apparently the GOAT, but at the end – so here's the thing. Why am I bringing all this up? I've got an article right here that talks about it, Chicago Tribune. Chicago Tribune, the latest end zone celebration sweeping the nation is the Trump dance, made popular by, even more popular by, John Jones the other night. So some folks are saying that John Jones doing this at the end of his, like he looked over, saw Trump, and he actually started doing the Trump dance to Donald Trump himself,
yeah,
who was sitting ringside and pointed at him and gave him the thumbs up.
And then he gave him the belt.
Yeah, then he climbed over the cage and gave him the belt and actually talked to him for a minute and basically was... I don't want to say it like he was doing something wrong. He wasn't kowtowing, but he was deferential to the fact that this is the future president of the United States, mm-hmm. and thanking him basically, and sort of almost like honoring the moment by doing the Trump dance.
Yeah,
the Trump happy dance.
Yeah, and John Jones wasn't the only one, by the way. Every single UFC fighter while Trump was there they acknowledged Trump, went over to him. The UFC, I feel like every fighter is a conservative in there. It seems like, so yeah.
Well, you know, and then it's part of the culture in a sense, because I mean, look at this. You got Joe Rogan, who's not been a known conservative, but wound up coming out as a Trump fan.
And not only that,
and then Dana White,
a big liberal, Joe Rogan was. So yeah. the fact that he endorsed Trump, it sends a message.
But Dana White has been a Trump guy all along. Mm. I mean, like Dana White has been in the Trump camp, a Trump advocate, a Trump surrogate, for a number of years. And, so MMA has got sort of the it's okay to like Trump stamp all over it, mm-hmm. but I'm loving the fact that the Trump happy dance went the way it did at the end of apparently a great MMA fight. How far did they go into it? Was it a quick fight or was it
either the second or the third? John Jones won with a spinning back kick to Stipe's ribs. He actually broke his ribs and lacerated his kidney and. Stipe pretty much fell after that kick, and it was over from there. But yeah, it was fun. I think it was three rounds.
Lacerated his kidney,
broke his ribs. Yeah, you knew it right away because right when he ate the kick, he just dropped, fell down, and
right when, God.
Yeah.
Okay. All that and a Trump happy dance too.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a lot going on in the world right now, but I'm loving the fact that we can look at things and say, you know what? There's a different sense of optimism, and there just is. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say, continue to pray. Do not take this for granted. Do not say we're there. Don't listen. Enjoy what we've got, but recognize that they don't want us to have it. And when I say that, I mean it with all sincerity. There is a evil on the left that does not want the optimism that we're seeing. And so I'm just saying, relish it. Be thankful for it. Do the Trump happy dance yourself, never take it for granted. Never, ever, ever take it for granted. I did my most recent podcast, which comes out Wednesday. It'll probably come out Wednesday night, actually, this time. But my most recent podcast, I talked about the last 4 years, and I said that while we should not walk around like with a grudge or a chip on our shoulder, that we should also never forget what we've been through the last 4 years, with culture being just like just thrown down, and now we're going to restore it. Do the Trump happy dance, but don't take it for granted. And by the way, make America fun again. All right, take me to a break, brother. We'll come back. We'll clean up some text messages and start moving into the last dipper of the day. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.